So welcome back to the second part. I'm going to start on the tummy now. So move from lying on the back to coming around onto the belly. Coming onto the front of your body. Settling into the contact of chest and belly and pelvis. Feeling the thighs and parts of the feet touching the ground. So on the front, turn the head to one side, get the arms comfortable for a moment, wherever the arms feel right to be, and the neck as well. So just on the belly, lying on the front of the mat. And taking a couple of conscious breaths, so awareness of your body and the pressures of your body, and breathing anyway, deliberately, intentionally, breathing in, expanding. Seeing if you can offer a little bit of letting go as you breathe out, letting go into what feels tight or tense. Repeating the process of deeper breathing, just comfortable breathing into any areas of tension. Lying on the stomach, lying on the front. Letting the out-breath be a softening. Gets uncomfortable to lie that way, remember to change your posture. And then would you bring the hands into a push-up position and prepare yourself to do a little bit of cobra. So hands on the mat, elbows tucked in close to the sides of the body, or elbows rolled out a bit further, but bringing the hands into a pushing up or levering position. Like you to start by tipping the face towards the mat, so looking straight down, not the head turned to the side, but looking straight down. You can even tuck the chin in a little bit to lengthen the back of the neck just to start, but as if you're looking straight into the mat. And then, as if you need to roll a little bit of a ball with the nose, roll your nose forward and start to lift your head up. And when you need to use those hands, press into the ground, press in, and use the arm strength to lift the chin, throat, bit of the chest perhaps. Could be just a little bit of a lift of the upper body up. Maybe keeping sure the legs stay on the ground and pelvis stays on the ground, but lifting up like a cobra, rolling a little bit of the back and the front off the mat. And when you do come down, coming down gradually with a bit of control, letting your body down. And when you come down, offer a little bit of relaxation in the arms, not going straight back up, but and then going again into pushing in with those arms, taking a breath in, lifting the face, rolling the head up if you can. If you've got any neck issues, it would be wiser for you to find the right angle for the neck. And generally, that might be just looking at the mat, even though you're lifting the head and the chest off the mat. So you might prefer just to keep the head straight down to the mat, but using those arms, so equal pressure through the arms, tightening the thighs and the buttocks as you lift up and as you come down. Each time you let the belly, let the chest, let the head come down, you could relax. You could let the elbows soften, arms soften, even turn the head to the side. And not do anything for many moments. When you want to kick back into action, bring again the hands back into that pushing up position, head in the center. So keeping the spine on straight, ideally. Feeling those back muscles, feeling the thighs, deliberately tightening the buttocks, tightening the legs as you go up. Taking a nice breath in, flowing up, keeping those legs on the ground if you can. Rolling up, feeling the kidneys and the back muscles compressing, vertebra of the back. Pressure in the throat and arms, shoulders, those arms working for you. Rolling down and letting go when you come down. Just as important as moving, effort making, and then relaxation, finding the blend of the two. Remember, you could do little baby cobras, just lifting the chin and a bit of the throat off, a little bit of a lift, little tiny actions. How's your body responding to these backward bending positions? If you know, and if it's really easy for you, instead of, you could try the bow pose, bend the knees. So it's only for a certain amount of people doing the bow pose. So stay with cobra. Or you could bend both knees, reach behind you and catch hold of the ankles and try and lift the head and the face and the chest up and lift the ankles up so the tummy stays on the ground. So it's a lot more intense, of course. Not for a lot of people, but some people can use that option. So going into bow pose as an option. If you can, next time you go into cobra, your variation of cobra, it's a baby cobra, or letting those arms straighten a little bit more and staying up there if you can, or bow pose if you happen to have chosen that lifting action. Doing your best to stay up for a couple of breaths, some moments. You could turn the head a little bit from side to side, sort of in slow motion. And also you can keep your head still. So if you can let the shoulders sink down a little bit, if you can bring some awareness of softening the shoulders, even though the shoulders will be in tensing mode because you're doing a lot of action through those arms. Bring everything back down to the ground, please. Let the legs relax. Take the arms into a comfortable position. So still lying on the belly, but what's the right position to have your arms? What's the right position for the neck? Is it to keep the head neutral, looking down at the mat, or turning the head to the left side, or turning the head to the right side? So finding a position where you can just let go down into the sensations of pressure here, not lifting anything up, just being open to the landscape of what you find yourself, how you find yourself moment to moment as it changes, or maybe it doesn't change when you stop. If your breathing has come back to very much normal, take over your breathing and once more breathe down into the belly. The opportunity as you breathe out is just to let the air come out of your body and just to let the body be. Taking over the in-breath a little bit. Letting the out-breath soften. Nothing to work out, just to breathe and to feel. Once more, bring your body back to that cobra position. Bring the hands back into a pushing up position, turning the face again forward or down. And so bring those arms into a levering position and pushing into cobra again, rolling the chin and the face and the chest up, and then rolling back on through all fours. So rolling back through onto the knees, hands and knees, tabletop position, and then to lower the buttocks down towards the heels. And some people, they keep have the knees a bit wider apart as the buttocks lower down, so down into the child pose. Letting the chest and the face come down, letting your body down, feeling those knees and lower back, stretching out the spine. Have the arms where it feels right for you, whether leaving the arms out into the front but relaxing the arms, or stacking one hand on top of the other hand and resting your forehead on top, or or even the arms by the sides, arms down, hands near the ankles. So if you're really comfortable in the position, you could try the knees together and the arms by the side, the chest resting on the thighs and the forehead on the mat. So it's just letting things come down now. You don't need to force your body into position. Let it organically open to letting down until you naturally stop. And once more, feel the response of your body. Whether it's the knees, or the feet, or the ankles, or the shoulder, or that stretch through the broad muscles of the lower back. Breathing, aware, and aware and breathing, breathing and feeling breathing, aware of body and breath. And then however you do so, take some time to bring or move your body from this little space up to standing. So transitioning, and how you do that is up to you, but bringing yourself up to standing position, bringing things all the way up and balancing on the legs evenly if you can once you get up here. Standing upright but not too tense, letting the arms relax by the sides, so arms down, feeling the weight falling through the feet, not tipping the head forward or back, but just letting the head balance on the shoulders. And then quite casually, turning the head a little bit over towards one side. So journeying the head, keep the shoulders still, but turning the head to the side. And once your head stops at that side, so turning the head to, say, to that right side, turn the head and let it pause there. And then notice any residue in that left shoulder. And if you can, let that left shoulder relax. So anything that doesn't need to be tense. What about the right shoulder? Can you let the right shoulder relax? Head turned over to the right. And then gently floating the head over towards the left side, wherever the left side happens to be. Shoulders stay still, pelvis stays still, but turning the head over to the left side. And when you arrive there, notice the signals of stopping. Again, if you can relax the belly, relax it. If you can relax your face, if you can have the eyes soft or closed if you prefer. Turning the head from side to side when you're ready. And each time you get to the side, just pausing, waiting, observing. Again, bring or float or return your head back to even space, head balanced in the middle, coming back into the center. Take your feet wide apart, make a wide stance, feet wide apart, and deliberately turn the right foot a bit further out, say to 90 degrees, the right foot. And the left foot to sort of 60 degrees. So wide feet, right foot turned out more than the left foot. Float the arms up level with the shoulders. So arms out from the sides level with shoulders if you can. And looking down that right arm, so turning your head towards the right, looking down that right arm. And if you can, bend that right knee. Just look down at the knee, make sure it's tracking in line with the foot, so bending the right knee, bending and straightening, so alternate, gently bend and then straight. And if you can, keep the knee bent. So if you're happy to, keep the knee bent there. otherwise keep bending and straightening. And sort of the arms are level out from the shoulders, and you're looking down that right arm. And you're keeping the right knee bent if you can. Can you pause there? And once more, slowly float your head from that right arm over towards the left arm and back again a couple of times. Turning the head from side to side. Legs stay still, arms stay still if they can. Turning the head from side to side. When you're turning your head back towards that right arm the next time, let it stay there. And then can you straighten the right leg? So not bending the right knee, but straightening the right leg. And we'll go into Trikonasana. So bring that right hand down onto the right knee or right shin, right ankle if you prefer, but right arm down. And let the left arm go up towards the sky, up as far as comfortable. So into a triangle. So right arm, and just holding the knee with that right hand or right shin, or can be lower, can be higher. And that left arm's going up to the sky. And again, you're pausing, you're feeling the tension in the legs and the waist and the shoulders. You're feeling your body because you're making your body into a shape of tension. And just choosing a position where you can turn your head to. If it's really, if your balance is fine, once more lightly explore turning your head towards the floor and then gently rolling the face, turning the face up towards that left arm or up towards the sky if you feel to. So it might not be the option that you want to do. So you can just choose a position to look at. So for steadiness, don't turn the head. As an option, turn your head up and down. So the breath will be a bit more challenging now. The body's in a bit more challenging. That left rib cage is really open. Left hip's getting a stretch. Right side's getting shorter. Left side's getting longer. Again, float your body. Bring everything back to neutral and let those arms relax. Bring the arms down for a moment. Arms soften. Both arms, letting them dangle by the sides, and feel again any residue after effect in the arms, in the neck, in your breathing. And we'll change the feet. So turning that left foot more out to 90 degrees, rolling it out. Right foot turns to about 60 degrees and floating the arms to level with shoulders and turning the head towards that left arm, looking down the left arm. And we'll start by bending the left knee, looking down at the knee, bending the knee and straightening, bend and straighten, just testing things out, being aware of what's there. If you can keep the left knee bent to a degree that feels okay, so you're challenging the legs, holding the arms in a soft position out to the sides, keeping that left knee bent if you can. And again, once more, if you're up for it, lightly turning your head to look down one arm and then floating the head towards the other arm. Seeing if that works for you, turning the head a little bit from side to side, slowly, carefully. Next time you've turned the head over towards the left, when you arrive there in your own time, so no rush to get there, just turning the head over towards that left side, pause, and we'll straighten the left leg and go into Trikonasana, sliding that left hand down onto the left leg, sliding it down to wherever you like, and the right arm floating up towards the ceiling. So right arm up, left arm down. Left side of the body a bit compressed and the right side stretched. If you can, open the fingers of that right hand. Do any adjustments with your feet, anything that needs to be adjusted. Feeling the intensity, you can always come out of it. Don't need to stay in there. The option, again, if you choose to, is to lightly turn your head to one position and stay there, or float the face a little bit more up towards that right arm, and then turn the head down towards the left arm, turning the head up and down. Move again yourself back. Let the upper body come back into neutral. Bring the feet back together. Let the arms soften back down. So come into a neutral standing position. And then we'll flop forward into a forward hanging bend, forward bend to finish. So if you're happy to, keep the legs, knees a little bit bent. And roll the head and the arms down the body, so into a rag doll. So they're letting the head and the arms drop down towards the ground. Knees a little bit unlocked, so the legs and the buttocks and the back muscles are getting a stretch. Sort of flopping forward in this standing forward bend. As best as you can, letting those shoulders and arms and shoulder blades sag down, soften down. Feeling the intensity of it, either just getting into the position and see what happens, so just awake to letting things unravel, or you might like to sway the hips a little bit from side to side. Noticing the changing situation throughout your body, this standing forward bend. Deep breathing if you can, take some deeper breaths. When you again feel satisfied and you're content with leaving the action, once more, come back to lying down on your mat on the back and preparing yourself for the relaxation, shifting once more to transitioning back into the start of lying down. In Shavasana, you can always sit up on a chair for the relaxation if you prefer, or lie on your side, finding a resting space now, coming down, letting things go. If there's anything that needs to be moved, if you need to do your own particular movement before we embark on the relaxation meditation, do those movements, where it's lifting things or rocking things or twisting things or lifting or stretching anything else. Don't hesitate to do your own action. What's alive in your body? When you've had your fill of any movement, offer your body the rare opportunity to be conscious of lying down or conscious of sitting, making a space of collecting yourself. All the parts, letting the eyes close if that works for you, checking that your spine's on relatively straight, and ideally not turning the head to the side, unless you really need to turn the head to the side. Letting the shoulder blades soften against the mat, arms against the mat, buttocks, backs of the legs. So lying down if you're comfortable. And then turning your attention deliberately to listening. Of course you are listening to my voice, but listening to other sounds as well. Listening in an open way, letting the sounds just drop or fall into the ears without reaching out for the sound. Some sounds will be comforting and some sounds will be jarring. Hopefully more comforting sounds than jarring sounds. And as you listen, feel the rhythms in your body. Is there a pulsing? Is there a throbbing? Is there soft sensations or hard sensations in your body? Is your mind getting dragged to one particular place in your body, or is your mind quite soft because the sensations are soft? Bring your attention to your body now. And if you can, we're now going to direct, instead of just feeling the sensations as they spontaneously arise, we're going to consciously direct our attention to different places in the body, or attempt to anyway, because sometimes the mind generally does have a mind of its own and it'll do its own thing, even though the instructions say one thing. So if you can, without moving your feet, slide your mind down to the feet. Without moving them or pressing them or tightening anything, see if you can slide your attention down to the situation in your feet, whether there's any situation or any feedback for you to feel. Remembering, we're not trying to make anything happen. We're bringing a light, careful, carefree attitude to practicing awareness of the body from the inside out, and awareness of the feet now. And your body might be quite achy in the shoulder, so your attention might naturally be in that shoulder more than the feet, and which is pretty normal. So it doesn't matter if your attention doesn't go to the feet. Just accept that your attention goes to other places. And then if you can, move attention to any sensations in the ankles now. Could be a very intermittent signal, could be a very light signal, a heavy signal, a painful signal, a sharp, dull, light. Tuning into your body, narrowing your attention to the ankles. And even though we're feeling the body, also awake to the sounds outside, to the sensations of air coming in and out of us as we breathe. Moving attention deliberately to the lower legs, calf muscles and shins. Bringing a quality of accepting and openness to the practice. Into the backs of the knees now, the kneecaps, any feelings in each knee. As best as you can, being aware of the knees, remembering you're not trying to move anything other than our attention to feeling. The knees from the inside out, nothing to fix. Quality of letting be, letting things arise and change, opportunity to be awake to the inner body. Would you take a deliberate breath in now, in through your nose, as if you could take that breath all the way down into the knees. And as you breathe out, just letting go of the knees as the place of focus and shifting your attention into the upper legs, the thighs. Could be a bit of clothing, muscular tension, weight, blood flow. Your mind might be in the past. Your mind might be anticipating. Your mind might be a million miles away. Worries and concerns often arise when we stop, and using your body as a place to come home to, home on the mat, home in this moment. And if you can, bring your attention to the thighs. Some places you'll notice that you have zero awareness of, can't feel them at all. This is pretty normal. Some places you have good awareness of, this is pretty normal. Sometimes your mind will be not in your body at all for most of the practice. This is pretty normal. Sometimes you'll be really in your body. Just different times, different practices, different sessions. This is the moment to pay attention to. Not in the past. Don't need to anticipate anything. Being present as best as you can. And moving your attention to your pelvis. Sensations of the pelvis, if there's any sensations. You don't need to wrestle with the sensations or like them or dislike them. It's easier to like things if you're getting comfortable signals. Obviously, very more challenging. Things are in pain mode or uncomfortable sensations. Often we just try and get away from those, which is natural. So noticing the pelvis and any reactivity with awareness of the pelvis, moment to moment. And moving into the belly space, awareness of the abdomen and the waist and the lower back area. So in the front and in the sides and the back. Turning your attention towards what's there if you can. Lightly move your attention up into the chest area, front of the chest, sides of the rib cage, back of the rib cage, shoulder blades, area occupied by the chest and heart, lungs, physical sensations. Often where we hold our emotional awareness as well, so noticing if there's any emotions presenting or thoughts, just making a space to be present as best as you can. Not trying to be, open to what is moment to moment. Up into the shoulders, bring your attention if you can gather your attention from wherever it is, placing it gently to holding, cradling the shoulders in awareness now, taking some moments to be alive to the shoulders, remembering your attention might be down in the foot or in the back of the head or what you did yesterday or what you hope to be doing or other things. So your job is firstly to notice where attention is, and if you choose to, invite it to come to the shoulders and to connect. Not to try and force the shoulders to be a certain way, but to listen to the shoulders, to listen to your body. And to move attention into the arms now, feeling a life force in both arms. If they're touching, quality of contact, places that you can feel in the arms and the fingers. Just noticing the sensations as they come along. Quality of patience with yourself if you can, or impatience. You can be aware of your breathing and your arms now together. Feeling the breath come and go easily. Not trying to breathe, but feeling breath and both arms. And then leaving the arms as your focal place. Moving attention into the neck, throat, sides, back of the neck area, and letting this be the object of holding attention into, bringing awareness to, even if it's just for a moment. Does the throat feel closed down? Does the throat feel open? Does the throat have a warm, tingling feeling in it? Is there any discomfort? Can you feel the throat at all? What are the sensations of the neck for you to tune into? Not making anything up, just bringing some attention to it. And then flowing again, moving awareness deliberately. Up into the space occupied by your head area, the pressure in your head, the movements inside the head, the weight of the head, the sensations in the face, sensations of hair, sensations of eyebrows, sensations of the head, tuning into it, pulsing. Listening, tuning into this part of the body. On the surface and deeper down. And then open your attention to the body as a whole, feeling the whole space of your body, the space that you occupy, awareness of your whole body as best as you can, and the awareness at the same time of outside the body. So without opening your eyes, awareness of your body and the space around you, awareness. and going, changing, comfortable and uncomfortable, busy or quiet, bringing awareness to itself. Use your breath as a place to come back to if you feel to. Once more, thank you for your time and practice today. Deep bow, namaste. See you next time.